and none too successfully. The Pentagon should control the flow of information this well. A vice president for Scholastic Publishing in New York will admit 12 million copies have been printed, but she won't admit that a National Scholastic Distribution Center in Jefferson City has any of them. Apparently, they'll show up in the stores at 12:01 a.m. on July 21st by, what else, magic. A source at the center in Jefferson City will admit the Potter books are there, but they're under serious security. Vice President Jerry Cowley of Cowley Distributors in Jefferson City has not even been told when he'll get the books to ship to the 100 to 150 stores his company serves.
If the past is any indicator, the book is released on a Friday night at midnight. We will probably receive our copies sometime on Thursday, but we don't know that at this point. They have not told us.
And that's a problem for a company with outlets as far away as Omaha and the state of Oklahoma.
How we're going to be able to pull this off to get everything delivered on time is a mystery to me.
Scholastic has told bookstores not to open any boxes of books they get until 12:01 the morning of the 21st, not to even put the boxes out where they can be seen because it'll spoil the magic for those waiting in line. And, says Scholastic, if anybody sees an open box, let alone a book on a shelf before the official debut minute, turn them in. Because apparently, as far as Scholastic is concerned, those 12 million books it has published should not officially exist until the 21st, despite what's in that warehouse in Jefferson City. Bob Priddy, Missouri Net, somewhere west of the warehouse.